Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What happened, Brett? Somebody made a poopy? Is that what it was?
A lot of people made a poopy.
Oh, really?
Brett, our producer, it's actually a funny story, and it is Halloween related from what he did this weekend with his wife and son.
So since I didn't get to go to Houston to watch the Yankees put on a poor performance after JP's offer to give me airfare to
go
down there.
How happy were you that you didn't
Very
go?
Happy. I feel like I was in a casino or something. I won. Yeah. Saved like hundreds, if not over $1,000.
You still would have had a good time, but I totally get it.
It would have
been miserable.
Yeah, would have been real bad. So I got to spend family time just like any other weekend. And we went to pumpkin picking, big local place you can pick.
You do realize you could have went to Houston, stayed in the hotel with the drapes, with the curtains closed in the dark and the quiet.
Yeah, I mean, that part I would miss.
and it would have been worth $1,000.
Could be true.
2 whole days of that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But so you can, in addition to like regular pumpkin picking, they had vegetables you could pick, giant corn maze, hayride, bouncy houses, a giant farm theme play, everything you want here. And it was pretty close. Usually we have to travel like at least 20, 30 miles away
to get to
from where
one.
We are to get to a good one like this. And this was pretty close. And they had probably 15, 20 porta potties there. My son has to go. We go. We're waiting online. I see a lot of, in the porta potties, the handles, when you're in, someone's in there, you flip it, the green turns the red. And there's like 5 or 6 of them that have green. I'm like, why is everybody?
But they're all vacant.
But everybody's waiting online.
Everyone's waiting online. Like, come on. All right. So I'm going around. So let's go to this one over here. I open it up. Oh my God. It's like somebody had a hose with crap in it and just sprayed it everywhere.
No way.
I'm telling you. I don't know. And then what about this one? Oh, even worse.
No.
It's on the ceiling.
Come on.
It was bad. So every single one of them was just torn up. I mean,
and that's why nobody was in them
everywhere. How does it get to that point? Not just like, oh, there's a little bit on the floor, a little bit on the seat, on the walls, at the top, and the back.
Are you?
I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. It was everywhere.
On the ceiling?
Pretty close. I've never ever seen porta potties. It's like this was Lollapalooza or something like that. Some kind of weekend festival.
Somebody decided to make some spin art.
Oh my God! In like 5 or 6 of them, and even the good one. Was a mess all around the initial area of like the toilet seat.
Did he have to pee?
Thank God, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I can't imagine what we would do.
Should you just hold him in the air?
I don't know what I would have done. I mean, it seems like everybody.
Just pee anywhere, Jason.
Everybody was doing that anyway.
Did you get or just pour a thing of what's the
hand sanitizer? Luckily, they did have hand sanitizer in there, and it was working.
It was actual sanitizer. It wasn't poop coming out of the hand sanitizer.
As far as I know, in my head, it was sanitizer. somebody peed in there or whatever.
I wonder if the guy who delivered the porta potties, maybe they weren't emptied ahead of time, and so he's driving along the road, and they're bouncing, and there's stuff. You know what I mean? How else could that even happen? You know what I mean?
I would think.
I don't know.
I would think upon delivery, somebody would check it out beforehand.
Yeah, and complain.
The only thing I can I was going to say, it's been warm here, so maybe how high in the bowl?
Like, everywhere.
No, what I'm saying is, in the actual bowl part itself, like, how high was everything? You didn't even get that far.
It was just like, like I said, someone took a hose and went
inside.
All around.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That sound right. Well, like, that's an excellent experience, Brett.
Like insulation in an attic.
Yeah.
You know how they kind of shoot the foam that?
Yeah.
Picture that, but not foam.
Not foam.
Make it crap.
Make it crap.
And put it in a closed space.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So, wow, what a great weekend instead of going to Houston.
So there was that, and then we went to like a more like local fair. You know, it was like more of just a few vendors, a few kids rides, really nice day. And so one of the rides is just a bouncy house. And so my son's in there, and then a woman comes in with 3 kids each. You can get like a pop bracelet or you can do tickets. This woman did tickets.
Okay.
So each one for this bouncy house was 3 tickets. So she comes making her way through. She's got 3 kids. So that would be 9 tickets. She hands the guy 4. And so now the kids are inside playing. He's like, you need more tickets. She's like, oh, well, I didn't know that. He goes, you just should have told me that before you let them in there. You know? She said, well, I didn't know. What's the big deal? It shouldn't be three tickets for a bounce house anyway. I mean, this chick was deflecting. Like you were like a special TED argument.
Okay.
She was just deflecting.
So did she send do you think she sent them into the bouncy house before they gave her the tickets?
Oh, she absolutely
knowing
did
exactly
that.
What she's doing, right?
So he's like, not, she's like, he has four. He's like, you only give me four. You trying to get me fired? Oh. No, not trying to. No, of course I'm not trying to get you fired yet. But the guy over there working the slide, he was smoking a cigarette right in the kids' faces. Right over there, the slide. The kids walk right up, smoke right in their faces.
What does that have to
I should
do with?
Go film him right now. He goes, I have nothing to do with that, and you better not film my ass.
No.
I got nothing to do with that. You just should have told me. It's like, what the hell's wrong with people? She completely spun this. It was 100% her fault.
I told you.
And she's giving this guy a hard time because she didn't have enough tickets.
This is what happens. This is prime example because what happens then is she films him kicking the kids out and then the headline becomes, man, kicks kid out of bounce house and it's a whore. And then we all jump against him.
What happens is because people don't read the story, they just read the headline and he's immediately, and they might read the first three sentences or the first paragraph of it and it automatically makes him out to be a scumbag. But if we would read it all the way through, you'd get to the part where she only handed him four tickets,
and
it was
she's
nine,
wrong.
And he wasn't having it, and you'd be like, yeah, right on, man. High five his ass.
And she knew exactly what she was doing. She had the kids go in right away. She's holding a bunch of tickets. He doesn't think anything of it. She's got a bunch of tickets. And then she only gives him a certain amount. While she's arguing, they're bouncing around. They're getting the ride.
And it seemed like this guy would have let it slide, I think. It seemed like he was going there. He's like, you just should have let me know.
Now, with that guy over there, I'm going to film everybody.
It's like the new I'm going to tell a manager. Right. I'm going to go film them.
I'm going to tell your mommy. How did it end?
He let them stay in the house, and it kind of like... You know, she stood there and just, you know, I don't know. Nobody told me. I really, this guy.
She didn't give him the five more tickets?
No.
Did you tell the guy you wanted one and a half of your tickets back?
Well, we bought a bracelet like a normal human being with kids.
Okay.
That's what you do. You let the kids go on as many times as they want.
$20
they go
everywhere,
tickets.
Right? Yeah.
That's what you do. And that was nice to the guy,
you know,
too.
It would have been great as they're jumping.
Treat him like a human.
As they're jumping around, if the guy that was working it just reached in and did like a leg swipe. Just took one of the kids' legs out from under him, dragged him out, and said, okay.
Get over here!
And you still owe me two more tickets, bitch.
Your turn?
There you go! Yeah. There's three tickets! There's another three tickets!
Kids screaming.
Now we're even. Have fun, kids.
Next time, tell me. Yeah.
Kids, you can either stay in the bouncy house and I hit your mother in the face with a shovel,
ooh,
or you have to get out.
All right, we'll stay in the bouncy house.
Hit her! Hit her! It's too much fun in here. Hit her again. Hey, Timmy, look, he's hit mommy in the face with a shovel. That's what you get for not taking it to McDonald's, bitch.
Most evil kids ever.
Now can I have a jelly apple? No, hit her again. Yeah. I want some popcorn. No, get her. That'll never not be funny.
Never.
That will never not be funny.
That aluminum bat is a worse sound. It's great.
When you're in that for your husband, right? Let me ask you: when you're in that situation, are these sounds going through your head? like, do you start thinking that way at all, or no?
No, I'm not thinking that way. I'm thinking about where is this going to go? Is she, you know?
How does she have the balls to stand there and not then hand
that's
over?
What I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because, dude, people,
here's the, you know.
Nobody tell me. Hey, you know what? These shouldn't be three tickets anyway.
Right, yeah, you're going to argue price then?
Because people don't know when to be embarrassed. They just don't know. Like,
you got a good point.
This chick just.
That's so true.
No, they just want to get over. We live in a society where. You know, just a mere... I hate people.
It was the first...
This is why I go through my life and I say most people are dicks. And then when they're not...
Most people aren't dicks.
They are. No. They are. Listen to my theory here.
Yeah.
Most people are dicks. If you go through thinking that, you're never going to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're not dicks... You're pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
See my face?
No, that's true.
See where I'm going here?
That's negative, by the way. Negative.
So, but most people are not like this woman.
Exactly.
Most people are not like this woman.
I'm not saying most, but there's a good chunk.
I see your perspective on
negative.
It.
Negative.
but I'd rather be super negative. Super.
Negative.
It's not that negative.
Very.
Negative.
He starts at people are dicks and works his way to, oh, look at this one's okay.
Right.
That's I not see how it saying, is.
Because I start at everybody's fine. I'm like, oh, look at this dick over here.
Yeah.
So I am disappointed in people when they do stuff like that.
But I'm never disappointed.
But I'd rather have the big picture of most people are good people.
They
most
are.
People are mostly good.
Oh, good for you.
Because then I'm happy most of the time.
Oh,
until someone's a dick.
Good for you.
Are you really, though? Come on.
Sure. And then when you get the person who acts like that, yes, you're disappointed, but at least it's only for a quick minute or two instead of assuming it all the time.
Brett, I want you to go through the remainder of this week and yes. just think about it. When something pops up in front of you, who is right? Was JP right or was Raj right?
Keep a record of it,
keep
too?
Keep a record. I want to know what the score is by Friday.
Okay. What are we at today so far?
How many jerk-offs you run into? I don't know. Who'd you run into today? Anything?
Anyone?
It's about running into somebody.
I don't know. So far today, everybody's been pretty nice.
I had to drop my car off because they said they were going to be able to get four tires.
And
then I found out that the tires that I wanted, he won't be able to get till tomorrow.
Great.
Okay. But that doesn't qualify as him
not,
as a dick.
No, he's not a dick for that.
Okay.
You just think everybody's a dick.
No. I followed you there and drove you back from work. A positive thing.
But I know
good
you.
Guy.
But I know you.
See, people are generally good.
Brett
would have done it for you. Absolutely. Monica would have done it for you.
Again, but you guys right? have like, at positive. This point, I don't want to say family, but you guys are people. I mean, you're not,
God forbid.
You don't want to say
not,
that.
We're not, but we're not strangers. I'm talking about, you know, strangers, managers, that
a
kind of thing.
A stranger put in the peanut old man candy bar. That's a good thing.
I ate them already.
I'm saying that's positive. That's a good thing. The guy wasn't
well,
a dick.
That was there last week. But you know what? That same prick, listen.
Oh, my God.
Here comes the negative.
You
Monica.
Just
here
look
it comes.
For it.
Everything it in that vending machine that says 60 cents, you only get 30 cents back when you put in a dollar. Everything in that machine
who gets that
says
dime?
60 cents.
Who gets that dime?
I tried it with three different items, and three yeah. times I got three dimes back.
Ooh, that's a lot of dimes.
So don't go singing that prick's praises. No.
Just because he put the good candy in every one.
He is a thieving scumbag like the rest of them.
Oh, my God.
A dime
God.
At a time, he's ripping
right.
you off.
Right.
A oh. dime.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen.
He's loaded. He built a castle of dimes.
Over the course of a week, he's probably making, you know,
yeah.
God knows how many bucks extra.
You're the dick for keep
Three.
Putting the dollar bill in there. You listen, know it already.
But here's the thing. Oh, well, no, I tried,
many times.
I tried different items. But here's the thing about that. If you changed it to 70 cents, mm-hmm. nobody's going to, with a dollar in their hand, is going
right.
to, I ain't buying that.
Right.
So just be honest and make it 70 cents.
Right. Maybe you just forgot.
You're just mad you didn't think of it.
I hate him, too.
Rick is online, too. Hey, Rick, Roger, JP, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, I just wanted to agree with JP. In today's day and age, people aren't held accountable for anything. So you have people that do give you the less tickets or let their kids run in. But I'm happy that a guy confronted her because nobody does that anymore. It's almost like everyone's too shy. They'll just accept it.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
You know,
well,
I'm only 3
years
old.
In the end, he did, though.
Right.
He did let her just get away with it.
But at least he told her. Just like
the
guy that cuts you off. You don't. Mm. He cuts you off, but you at least give him the horn to let him know you're being a dick. Or they do something like that. You got to at least call him out. Like, you think we're all just standing here, like, we didn't buy stuff, or... Everyone's just trying to get by the next person. You got to at least let them know. I know what you're up to. You're a moron.
Right.
That's true.
You know,
you're right. People don't call anybody out anymore. I don't know what's changed, but you're right. They let a lot of stuff go. They give excuses. Oh, they probably just need excuses all the time.
While you're jumping around the bouncy house, know this. Your mom sucks at life.
Oh, right. That's, my wife gets so ticked, but I'm like, hey, I got to at least let them know they're an idiot. Right.
And you're onto something there too, JP, because then the kids see that mom did that and now mm-hmm. they're going to be like, it's okay
generations
to do that.
Of, yeah. Generations of dicks.
I don't think the kids were aware of what was going on. And I think the reason why we don't have this confrontation as much, or at least it doesn't seem to be that way, because we're so afraid of, I'm going to film you. And then the film starts from after she was a dick and not gave the amount of tickets and the guy yelling at her.
Yep.
Look how rude he was to me.
Right, and he doesn't own the place, so why should he care so much? And it's not worth it.
Right.
So people make so much out of it.
I think he was, especially when she said, I should film that guy over there who was smoking in front of the kid's face. That's why he's like, you're not filming me.
Don't film my ass.
You're not filming my ass.
I'm wanted.
Anything's possible.
Chris on line one. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, well, same situation happened with me when my kids were little. It was one of those obstacle courses and slides. So okay. somebody, you know, let their kids on before, you know, had the tickets. They didn't have enough. All the kids went through once. And then he had those kids exit, and then he let the other kids through like two or three times that I already paid full. And that lady had to sit there and go like, oh, my kids only get to go once?
Yeah.
And that was how he got around it.
Because you suck at life, lady.
That's it. And the other thing, too, is that guy's like the worst carny. Because if he was like a real carny, that would have never happened.
What would he have done?
They would have got her? Tickets before he let the kids in.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's true.
He was an amateur.
You're right. He fell for it. Dustin is online, too. Hey, Dustin, what do you got?
Hello, everybody. Great show, as always. Thank you for putting on such a quality program.
It's what we do, Dustin. It's what we do. Go ahead.
And you do it well, I might add. You do it quite well.
So, thank you, Dustin.
Now that I got my mandatory ass kissing out of the way. So what I wanted to say was the fact that I agree with JP. I have a buddy of mine who's also a coworker. He was out at a local shop in at a grocery store. And he's watching these two chicks go across the parking lot to their car, and they've got a 12-pack of Corona Long Necks in the case. Well, they were, like, sitting there being stupid on their phone, Twitter or Instagram, whatever the hell they're doing. I don't care. And while they're doing that, they drop the case on the ground, and, like, these girls just got so embarrassed that they just walked off and left it and got in their car and just left the parking lot. And he's just sitting there looking at them like, y'all gonna get that? So he waited around for a few minutes, and he's just like, hey, guess what happened? I got 9 free long necks at Corona because 3 of them broke in the case, but they were just too embarrassed to go back. It's like, what kind of crap is that? Like, when I was a kid, you get embarrassed. You know what? It's a character builder. Stop being a moron. Get off your damn phone and just freaking get over yourself. Like, what the hell is this about? I'm sorry, I don't mean to get amped up, man. I'm sorry. I got to take a chill pill for a second. But, like, what the hell is wrong with people? I don't get it. JP, you hit the nail on the head, brother.
I usually do. Thank you, Dustin.
Do not encourage him.
These are my people, Monica. Get used to it.
They are your people.
One more. David's on line 4. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I love the show.
Good, thanks, man. Thanks. What's going on?
I just wanted to bring something up here in Florida locally. Something that really gets me every single time is the McDonald's drive-thru lines. I don't know how it is up there, but down here it's a single file up until the very end. Then it splits off into two, and you can go to either one.
Yep.
And there'll be a line like 6-7 cars long, and somebody will come off the street and just bypass everybody and like sneak off and kind of build their own line. And, oh, it gets me every time. I want to get out the car and smash a window.
Do they do that for real, David?
Who built that lot?
Yeah.
David, that guy. Do yourself a favor. Bring a baseball bat, yeah. Keep it in the car.
No, David, don't do that.
Listen. As long as there's no kids in the car, because you don't want to scare the kids.
Oh, that's right. Where the line is?
Then, yes. You don't want to scare children.
That, okay,
no
kids not.
Because I've been that scared kid when my father took somebody by his neck and threw him on the hood of the car. I've been there. It sucks.
Jeez.
But, listen, next time it happens... Just go up and take a bat and swing it at the windshield. Don't run away. You're going to get in a little trouble.
Don't do it.
You're
going to
get in a little trouble, but it will feel amazing. It will feel absolutely amazing.
Jail will not feel good, David, so I advise against.
You're not going to go to jail as long as you don't hurt anybody.
It might cost you. I'll just be like, yeah, he said it's all right.
It may cost you a windshield, but chances are they have insurance. And if you just tell them, say, listen, if you get out of that car, you call the police, I promise you I'm going to crack you with this bat. You'll be good. And then when the cops get there, he's like, I didn't say that. It's like, he's crazy.
And before you do it at the McDonald's drive-thru, you go, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
No.
I'm loving it.
None
right.
of
you
it.
We good, David? We clear? All right, it's gone?
Okay. That's good.
Please
send all bills to John Brennan.
I feel like we accomplished something.
No, that's a little something. That's good.
I feel like you feel better that there's a possibility of violence in the world somewhere.
No, here's the thing. I think people need to be taught a lesson every once in a while.
They do, but
and
not
while
like
I told
that.
Them, I specifically told them not to hurt anybody. I also specifically said, make sure there's no kids in the car.
Okay,
if
so
there
you're
are no kids
guy.
In the car, just go across right. and take the bat and hit one of their windows. You don't even have to do the windshield. Do one of the smaller
taillights,
windows.
Taillights,
yeah, whatever. Tail, fine. Crack.
Just keep
it.
Walking around.
Right.
Yeah. I'm with him. Listen, I get the earlier caller said that people just get away with it and that's why they do it. I'm with him. Call everybody out. You need to, like, if you're being, you know, a jerk. But let's not get violent here, people. Come on. No need.
I like Brett's idea.
I love it.
That guy was the best.
I love it.
What's wrong with you guys?
What was that from? Do you remember what that was?
There was a guy in, that guy's actually from, I believe, Long Island. However, he was in California and filming a guy who was running naked, like on the freeway or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And he was narrating the whole thing.
I remember that guy.
Yeah, you do it, buddy. Go for it. Yeah, I love it. You know, just,
that's from a long time ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's great. I remember that one. And I remember the gleam in Brett's eyes as soon as he said, yeah, I love it. I'm like, oh, he's going to have that one.
It's a winner.
The Roger and JP on the Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.